Been a while since we visited with Dr. Jeffrey Copen, the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. This conversation is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Doc, I trust you're doing well?
I am. It's good to be back. How were your holidays, John?
They were good. They were good. No major medical maladies walked in the door, as I recall, so that was good. That's happened in the past where for Christmas or Thanksgiving or Easter or something like that, the baby comes in carrying whatever they got at daycare, and, you know, we all just kind of share germs, but we were able to pretty much avoid that this year.
Now, you're fortunate because we know there's lots of families out there that have not had that experience, right? A lot of virus out there, and a lot of people are experiencing that after all the holiday get-togethers.
Well, I say all that, but here's what's not new. My wife Brenda's had that upper respiratory cough thing since mid-November, and my son's had it for about as long. I know so many people, you and I have talked about this, Doc, who can't seem to shake that thing, and as I recall, there's no fixing it. You just got to wait for it to go away, right?
Yeah, you have to just let it work its way through your system and you'll get through it. You know, and the other thing, too, is with our environment here in the upper Midwest, even though it hasn't been all that cold yet, and I know I will now be criticized for having mentioned how pleasant our weather has been.
Yeah.
The indoor dryness that we have, and you know, the indoor relative humidity is always very low for all of us. That makes it more difficult to recover from an upper respiratory infection. So Dr. Copen's prescription, and I'm sorry I can't get your insurance to pay for this, a week in Aruba, that humidity will go a long way to make you feel better.
You like those indoor humidifiers, or do you worry that those kind of spread some sort of mold or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, if you change the water, they'll be fine. So people who do have indoor humidifiers who find that they help, that's a good thing. Should it get really cold, we'll be talking more about that, John. But, you know, when you have this crud, you know, this upper respiratory thing, and you're not sick anymore, but you're still coughing, and it's just not right, that's just so annoying. It's not long COVID. Don't worry about that. It's just what happens after some of the upper respiratory viruses that we have.
But I have heard from a lot of people who have the new batch of COVID too, Doc.
Yeah, I mean, it's COVID's still around. Man, John, 4 years coming up. March will be 4 years. So we've been talking about this a lot. The virus continues to mutate, which is what viruses do. You know, we're dealing now, according to CDC, with a strain called JN.1, which is the latest descendant of the XB that we were talking about not too long ago. So the thing keeps, this virus just keeps mutating. So now we have this JN.1, seems to be pretty infectious. A lot of people have it. The good news, though, is that the experience so far in the United States is people don't get sicker than they were from the predecessor viruses that are out there. So that's something that we can be happy about. And the other thing, those of us that have been vaccinated, the vaccine is effective in helping to mitigate or lessen the symptoms should somebody get infected by JN.1.
I think I saw, what is the vaccination rate, 20% right now of the new strain?
Yeah, it's like 20% in the most at-risk people. I think the total is like 14% in adults. I really wish people would avail themselves of this. If you get the infection and it's still out there, it's not going away, it will help you from getting sick if you get that vaccine.
Different subject. John Williams, you need to have one of your physicians, like Dr. Copen, explain the rebound effect after stopping stimulant drugs. Anyone taking a weight loss med should expect weight gain once that drug is no longer taken. There is no miracle pill to keep weight down without consequences. Right, what do you say about that, doctor?
True statement. So all the excitement we have with the injection medication that's out there that help people lose weight, that's very real weight loss. The problem is when people stop using that medication, they'll gain their weight back. We haven't come up with something which is permanent yet. So if people use Wegovy, those medications, and they lose weight, should they stop the medication, they will put weight back on. And we know that it's reproducible. So when people do start those medications, John, it's important that they know that should they stop the medication, whatever weight loss that they have, there's a high likelihood the weight's going to come back.
Is that a reason not to take it?
I think it's individualized. I think for somebody who's at high risk of bad things happening because of their weight, you know, somebody who has diabetes, somebody who's about to get diabetes, they're way overweight, they've tried everything to lose weight, it'd be good to lose weight, and the medication's going to help with that. But somebody who really hasn't tried to lose weight other than some perfunctory type of thing, don't become dependent on this medication. Get serious about losing weight. I mean, look, this is the time of year for New Year's resolutions, right? The most common one has to do with weight loss. This is a good time to get serious about it, see if you can take some pounds off.
I wonder, you know, we don't hear so much about bariatric surgery. I wonder if bypass is going to get bypassed because people are taking the drug instead of having the operation.
Yeah, well, that is happening. We know that for a fact. There are people who were considering having bariatric surgery of some type that went on the medication, lost a lot of weight, and they're not going to have bariatric surgery. That's a good thing. They didn't need to have that operation. The one piece of advice, though, I would give to somebody who's morbidly overweight, the kind of person that would think about bariatric surgery, make sure you discuss with your physicians the choice between medication and bariatric surgery, what's going to help you the most in the short to medium term, and then you got to think about the longer term as well. And there's not going to be a standard answer. These things are going to be very individualized, and we have to tailor the strategy to our individual patient.
Talking to Dr. Jeffrey Copen from Northwestern's Lake Forest Hospital. Doctor, are those weight loss drugs at all good at combating people's desire to smoke?
There are individuals who use these weight loss medications who are smokers who find that their need and desire to smoke is actually lessened when they take the medication. Same thing for certain people who drink alcohol, John. When they take these medications, there seems to be a decrease, at least in some patients, for the amount of alcohol that they want. And my suspicion is it has to do with the way that the drug influences the brain and decreases the urge to eat. I think the same thing is happening for wanting to smoke or even to drink alcohol. So we've been hearing from patients, started off anecdotally, that when I take the medication, my desire to smoke, to drink, to overeat, all that seems to go away. Now, over time, there seems to be something to this. So that's very interesting, that there seems to be a positive impact on at least some patients from smoking and also drinking.
Is this upper respiratory thing people have contagious?
Yes.
Really?
Well, are we talking about the crud, the thing that lingers for weeks?
Yes.
That is not. But certainly any of the original upper respiratory infections caused by viruses, yes, those things are infectious.
Is it the same sort of 5-day waiting period after the onset like COVID?
Yeah, pretty much. Once you're 5 days out from the onset of your symptoms, you could expect that you're past the point where you're going to be giving this to somebody else.
But those of us that are coughing or wheezing and just can't seem to beat it, it's not like we're going to give it to other people. I guess cover your cough, but it's not like you're infectious, huh?
Yeah, correct. Don't cough in people's face, right? Learn to cough into the crook of your arm, that kind of thing. And you'll probably scare people if you cough a lot when you're out in public. But if you're, you know, 5 or more days out, it's extremely unlikely you're still going to be infectious.
John Williams, please ask the doctor what I can do to clear up the fluid in my ears. I've tried azithromycin, Flonase, allergy pills. It won't clear it up. Thank you. Any ideas on that, Doc?
Lots of hydration. Drink a lot of water, a lot of tea, inhale a lot of steam. The secretions that are in your eustachian tubes, that's what you're feeling right now. You want those secretions to drain out. Thinning those secretions with just a lot of hydration, that'll help. It's very effective. Once you can get the secretions out of the eustachian tubes, you'll feel better, and you won't have that all kind of clogged up feeling in the ear sensation any longer.
630 said, my luck ran out. I just tested positive today for COVID. Had all the vaccines, had all the boosters, now only have mild cold-like symptoms. Any over-the-counter medications I should take?
Yeah, if you like over-the-counter medications the way that we know Mr. Williams here enjoys his over-the-counter medication, go ahead. I don't think they're necessary. Again, hydration, extra rest, some Tylenol if you feel achy. Good for this listener for being vaccinated, cold-like symptoms. That's it. That's what we want when we get COVID. We want it to be limited to just normal cold-like symptoms.
I don't know if I would describe you as holistic in your outlook, but a lot of times you'll say, just drink a lot of water. And I'm like, no, give me NyQuil. Give me DayQuil. You're the doctor, I'm not. But I've noticed that, yeah, you and I kind of diverge there a little, doctor.
Yeah, like I say, if you find NyQuil helps you to sleep when you have a cold, please, you know, go ahead and do it. It's not going to make you better any quicker. But if you feel better, fine. I'm just not a big believer in over-the-counter cold remedies. I just don't think they're very effective. I don't think they're any more effective than staying well hydrated. And my daughter-in-law very much suggests, she's South African, she very much suggests tea with some honey. It works for her. So tea and honey, it works as well as anything.
If COVID is basically a cold now, this is from a friend of mine, John Hansen, a colleague of ours, for those vaccinated, is it still worth testing for it and quarantining for it?
Jen, such a good question. I think a lot of it depends who you're going to come in contact with. If you know you're going to be coming in contact with people who are older, might have chronic illnesses, you're going to visit grandma, you know, that kind of thing, it would be helpful to know because you don't want to give it to somebody who's at higher risk of getting sick from COVID. If you're not going to be seeing people like that, I don't think it's all that necessary today to do it. There's just so much COVID out there. If you're otherwise not at risk, you'll have a cold-like syndrome and you're going to do fine.
Last question. I'm still testing positive after 7 days, I presume for COVID. Am I still contagious, says 847.
All right, stop testing. You're going to make yourself crazy. You know, once you've gone 5 days, if your symptoms are better, you can go out. I would suggest you wear a mask until you get to 10 days out, and then you're going to be okay. That test is sensitive enough. It could be picking up on some residual virus. Doesn't mean that you're necessarily infectious. So just don't test anymore. You will make yourself crazy if you do that.
Dr. Jeffrey Copen is the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. Thank you for visiting with us and helping us and guiding us so much last year, Doc, and we hope you can do that this year, too.
I look forward to it, and I wish everybody a happy and healthy New Year.